It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening, folks. Joel Bennett here with you, and I'll be joined with Bobby Baldwin shortly as we've got high school basketball coming your way. It's going to be boys action this evening as the George Rogers Clark Cardinals take on the Warhawks here of Great Crossing. We're in Georgetown, Kentucky, in this beautiful school, this high school. It's 5 years in age. The Warhawks, they have really had a mercurial type of rising since they've built this school. I mean, with their sports program, the success has been really good. It's come quickly, and the student enrollment is up. There's almost 1,800 students at this Great Crossing High School. And this gym is beautiful. The school is beautiful, and the crowd still filtering in. The lower part of this arena, which is a nice facility, is filling up as we look to have a basketball game coming here with a couple of heavyweights. Now, Great Crossing, number one ranked team in the state, GRC, comes in. Cardinals anywhere from number 7 in the RPI all the way down to number 24 if you're looking at the Herald Leader rankings. But make no mistake, these teams are both very, very good. It's Great Crossing with a record of 25-1 overall. Their one loss came at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to a Catholic school, Bishop O'Connell, over in Arlington, Virginia, and they only lost that one by 3 in double overtime. So they're having one of those seasons like GRC had a couple of years ago when the Cardinal team won the state tournament. When you look at this Great Crossing team, again, 25-1, when the preseason began, you had the polling that had it had, as far as it goes, Warren Central ranked at number 1. Why not? They were the reigning champs, but with a slow start and losing their first 4 games and some early injuries and an abbreviated schedule, Warren Central fell out. Then moving up to number 1 was Lyon County. Off the hot record-setting scoring of Travis Perry and the good other supporting play by Brock Shoulders, why not? They moved up to number 1. Then a loss at the King of the Bluegrass by Lyon County dropped them down. And then you had Great Crossing, who went to number 1. And these Warhawks, they have had a stranglehold on that first place ranking all since early January. So that's been the way it's been going for the Warhawks, number 1 in the RPI as well. Meanwhile, the Cardinals, preseason, they were picked number 14 after winning a state championship and then being a state runner-up. They were preseason to be picked number 14. Well, they've climbed as high as number 7. In some of the polling, and currently they rank number 7 in the RPI. Both these teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around. GRC owns a 3-1 edge versus Great Crossing. Last season, these clubs split 2 games. It was a 64-62 overtime George Rogers Clark loss at the King of the Bluegrass. Then 2 weeks later, Great Crossing came over to the GRC Arena, and it was a victory. The Cardinals come away in that one 52-51. But again, this is a new season. Both these teams are undefeated within their region. And the Great Crossing team, they have not lost a game in that very tough 11th region. GRC, they remain unblemished in the 10th, where they are the 4-time in a row region champion. We are inside of 12 minutes away from tip-off. Two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame to share with you. All that after these messages right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local chamber of commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
High school boys basketball coming your way here shortly. 9.5 minutes before tip-off. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Great crossing. The Warhawks hosting the Cardinals of GRC here in this boys action. Couple of heavyweights, each team with only one loss on the year. And I mentioned historically, only 5 years as a sample for Great Crossing as a school. GRC owns a 3-1 edge in the times that they have met. Head coach Josh Cook coming off his 40th birthday and a win over Madison Southern, one of three common opponents between GRC and Great Crossing. Coach Cook looking for his 330th coaching victory overall in his career today, and also it would be number 215 as a GRC coach. This the Warhawks coach, Steve Page, he's in his fifth season. He's the only coach that Great Crossing has known. He's got two district championships in the past 2 years. He's been there 5 years, eliminated in the semifinals both times they went to the tournament. In four full seasons, he's won 80 games, lost 42, 105-43 record. Notice here is a advertisement coming in, State Farm Insurance agent. So Steve Page, the coach of the Warhawks. Bobby, the thing about we were talking, I was mentioning before, when you looked at the polling and what all took place before the season, it started off Warren Central, rightfully so. Then it moved to Lyon County. They lost a game in the King of the Bluegrass. Then it's been Great Crossing, and they've been pretty much a consensus number one team since early January. So it's a good challenge for the Cards with only one loss to play. The stakes, there's nothing at stake here, but it's going to reveal some things.
Well, there's no question about it, and you talk about the one loss for the Warhawks, and it was in the finals down south
in
a one-point overtime loss to a team, I think, out of Pennsylvania. So they are legitimate, and they should be number one.
When you look at how these teams are going to compare, I think the key has been with GRC winning the and owning the 3-1 series edge, Great Crossing stacked. Hey, we know Malachi Marino. He was 6'1 2 years ago. He's grown to 6'11 rather.
Yeah.
And now he's grown to 7'1. And they're loaded. They've got Vince Dawson. He's the leading scorer
right.
in school history. Marino, the leading rebounder in school history. Junis Burrell, the team, the leading steals player in team history. The thing is, Marino's going to get his own. He's had 26 points and 31 rebounds in the two games last year. Burrell had 38 points in the two games. But we've been able to manage Dawson. So I don't know if he's going to be due today or what. We hope he doesn't break out. He is a top 25 player in the state. And he is the team leader, senior on this team. And we've been able to hold him in two games to right around 8 points and six rebounds.
Well, he has been held in check, averaging 17 points a game. But, you know, they have three super players. But trust me, this is Jeremiah Godfrey and Gage Richardson.
Sure.
Aren't chop liver either. Those guys are very, very complimentary. And they, as Strack, if you will, as GRC starting five might be strength-wise, Great Crossing is taller, thicker, stronger, and they're equally, if not more, stacked. So this is going to be a tremendous test for the Cards, and yet it should be a good test for Great Crossing as well, and revealing is the understatement of what will happen today.
Yeah, and Bobby mentioned Godfrey in that collection of five. He is 6'7" and a senior.
Yeah.
Last time they played, he had 21 points and 12 rebounds against GRC. But the Cardinals countered Rayshon Hampton. He lit him up for 26 points up at the King of the Bluegrass. And Rayshon, in his two games that he has played against Great Crossing, he has experienced some success. He went 7 of 12 shooting the three. He scored 36 points in a couple of games against them. J.P. Gaines, no stranger to him. He had a career high at that time as a sophomore, or as a junior. He had 8 rebounds in a game. We're going to need him to play big, bigger than 6'2", if possible.
Going to have to keep, for the most part, these kids off of the bench and in the game. Foul trouble could really, really hurt the Cards today due to the fact that Great Crossing is so tall, so strong, and they've got good depth as well.
We'll talk about these teams when we return. 2-minute timeout right now. We'll take a break. When we come back, more pregame to follow right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Couple of heavyweights doing battle tonight. It's going to be George Rogers Clark taking on Great Crossing. As far as the state stats in these teams, team scoring, they're both in the top 30. Great Crossing at number 24 in the state, GRC at number 29. They're both right at 72 a game. Team defense, both in the top 25. Great Crossing number 13. GRC number 24, each team giving up 50 to 53 points per ball game. In field goal shooting, again, top 35, Great Crossing at number 2. They hit almost 54% of their shots, GRC hitting 50%. Margin of victory, they're in the top 10. Great Crossing number 3 with a 22 points per game average of victory, and great GRC at number 8 with 18.5. You know, they're just all the way across. These teams are in the top. We've got one of the top 20 three-point shooters. They've got a top rebounder and field goal shooting player on the floor.
Good matchup forthcoming.
We've got both teams going to their respective benches as we get ready for basketball. In the freshman game, it was GRC winning 51-49. The JV game, it was 1 point at halftime, but Great Crossing a runaway 51-33 final. Though we split so far, we'll see who wins this rubber game, the varsity game. It's the one that's going to be put in the ledgers for the Kentucky rankings. Bobby, I'm excited. We had number 1 yesterday. GRC played. The boys are playing number 1 today.
Can't beat it. It's mid-February, and it's time to let it happen.
We will take a break. When we return, we'll have starting lineups, game action, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Boys high school basketball, none bigger than this game. Great Crossing taking on GRC. Both these teams with only one loss. GRC comes in here with a record of 24-1. Great Crossing, they are at 25-1. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Home of the Warhawks. Nice game features the Cardinals of George Rogers Clark High School and the Warhawks of Great Crossing. Out of the 10th region, the 40th district, the Cardinals enter tonight's game with a record of 24 wins and one loss, while the Warhawks out of the 11th region, the 41st district, enter tonight's game with a record of 25 wins and one loss. Now let's meet the starters. First for the Cardinals. Playing the guard, a senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. Playing the guard, a sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. Playing the forward, a freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. Playing the forward, a senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. Playing the guard, a senior, number 13, Braylon Morrison. And the head coach of the Cardinals, Josh Cook. And now for the Warhawks of Great Crossing. playing the wing, a 6'6", 200-pound junior out of Georgetown Middle School. Number one, Vince Dawson III. Playing the point guard, a 5'9", 165-pound junior out of Georgetown Middle School, wearing number five, Janias Burrell. Playing the forward, a 6'4", 175-pound junior out of Scott County Middle School, number 11, Gage Richardson. Playing the power forward, a 6'7", 195-pound senior out of Georgetown Middle School, number 21, Jeremiah Godfrey. And playing the center, a 7'1", 220-pound junior out of Scott County Middle School, number 24, Malachi Marino. And the head coach of the Warhawks, Steve Page.
Well, you've heard the starters. This will be one of the biggest teams in terms of height that GRC will face, or about any high school would face. They've got a 5'9 point guard, but after that, everyone over 6 feet tall in the center at 7'1". So they're going 6'6", 6'7", and 6'4" on the front line. And in the backcourt, they've got a 6'6". It'll be Montez Gay jumping up against Marino, and Gay got the tip. Cardinals with a ball to open things up. Burrell takes Ashford as Malachi bounced pass to Montez way out on the floor. He goes and returns it right back to Ashford, man-to-man by Great Crossing. Ashford has the ball knocked away, picked up his dribble. He's near midcourt. Morrison got it. He has a step on Dawson. His runner at the rim missed it, tried to get his own rebound, but Marino jerked it away. Coming into the front court, Burrell goes to Dawson. Ball fake, return it to Burrell. Cards matching up, going man-to-man. Gay has the 7-1 player. Richardson off the screen, goes left side. Godfrey looking down into the post. They're fronting Marino. They drop it down on the right blocks. Dawson tried to go one-on-one against Morrison. One dribble didn't go anywhere. He pops back out as Richardson's picked up on the wing. They go to Marino, missed at the rim. Ball knocked away. Coming away with it, Breland Morris.
Tenacious defense on that first possession.
Morrison got that rebound. It was good post defense, and the Cards turn it over. Two-on-one by Great Crossing. Burrell caught it, left in the lane, and he's going to be fouled as he tried to go up. Cards mishandled the pass. And Malachi Ashford picks up one team first. It'll send to the free throw line Junius Burrell. Burrell, 5'9 point guard. He shot it short. He's averaging 12 points a game, and another free throw to come. Burrell's second free throw, and that one rimmed out. Gaines and Marino battling, and it's going to be possession two, GRC. Full court press now by the Warhawks. Coach Cook telling his guys, be ready for this full court pressure. Ashford, deep in the corner, takes it down the left side, checked in the midcourt by Burrell. They clear it out. He goes one-on-one. Ashford wants to go to his left, now reverse dribble, got to the foul line. Ball fake, kick it out. Morrison has it left wing. Drop it baseline to Gay, return it back to Morrison. No backdoor cuts. They're overplaying the passing lane strong. Morrison has it with Dawson on him. Turn in the corner, Rayshon Hampton. Jump stop, kick it out to Gaines. Ball fake. JP drives in. His layup, good. Challenged by Marino, but Gaines got it in.
He got a first goal for the Cards.
Great Crossing. They go down into the post. Marino double team. He kicks out of it with a cross-court pass. Then they return it right to him. Dawson, three ball. Shot it. Too strong. Off the back iron. Coming with Morrison. Into the front court. Ashford got a step on Dawson. Takes it all the way under the goal. Rayshon Hampton had a three. Then Richardson closed quickly. Skip it out on top. Ashford got it. Contact, no call. Burrell trailing as Malachi keeps the dribble. Takes it between the circle. Cards with the only points in the game, leading 2-0. Gaines between the circle, 25-foot three, rimmed off. Hampton rebound, put it up, contact, no call, going the other way. Here's great crossing. Throw it down on the blocks, left side, Godfrey's got it, trying to back down Gaines. JP playing post defense, got double down help from Morrison. And crowd standing wants something called. An official does. They call a foul on J.P. Gaines. That was just, I'm going to back you down, Bobby.
Well,
J.P. Said not without a fight.
Well, without a fight, but again, two fouls on the cards early.
They get the lob into Marino. Mm. He couldn't score at the rim, and that's going to be the third foul, and it's going to be on Montez Gay, it would appear. Can ill afford to lose frontline players for GRC.
Well, no question there. He's battling for the first 2.5 minutes, but got a long way to go.
Marino makes the free throw. He puts great crossing on the board with 5:24 to play here in the opening quarter. Second free throw looks short, and it is short. Gay with the rebound for the Cards. GRC with a ball and a 2-1 lead. Ashford, left-hand dribble, got to midcourt. Burrell hawking him the entire way. Gaines has it. JP, top of the key, working on Marino. Got right of the lane, shovels off a pass to Morrison, and Marino blocked the shot at the rim. At 7-1, absolutely, he's an imposing figure.
Well, long wingspan, and he just dropped that arm down and was able to get the deflection out of bounds.
Ashford to trigger it inbounds, finds Morrison deep in the left corner, bumped by Burrell, got it out, right wing, shovel it off to Ashford. Malachi, return it to Morrison, had a three, they mismatch and they switch off. Gaines bluffs a three, JP kicks it out, Montez Gay in rhythm, hit it.
There you go, Cards up 5-1 here, 4:47 left in the first.
Shot in rhythm that time, Marino top of the key, right side to Burrell, Marino has it between the circle. Left side to Richardson, a three-point shooter, takes it to the rack and scores off the dribble drive.
Nice ball fake, got the baseline, got the deuce.
Cardinals pushing it into front court with Ashford. Good ball movement. Lob it over to Hampton deep in the right corner. Rayshon yet to take a shot. Covered there by the 6'4 Richardson. Underhanded pass to Morrison. They reverse it left side. Gay returns it to Malachi Ashford. Screen down. Trying to free Morrison against Dawson. Can't do it. So making the cut off the curl. Hampton goes to Gay. Another three. That one's short. It goes out of bounds. It'll be possession two. Great crossing. Midway through this first quarter, Cards on top, 5-3.
Coach Cook imploring his troops to take that open shot if they get it because this defense is pretty imposing.
Sure, and that window closes quickly with their length. Burrell runs the offense. Richardson, top of the key, back to Burrell. Man-to-man, they throw it in the post to Marino. High post, Dawson dribbles off to the right of the lane. Bounce pass into Marino.
Oh,
his
goodness.
Jump shot in a turnaround. It's going to be Montez Gay picking up his second. And that may force Coach Cook's hand to do something. He looks down the bench. And that's going to be the second on Montez Gay, the tallest player on the Cardinals team that plays minutes. He comes out. Maddox Campbell checks in. Gaines has taken Marino on this out-of-bounds play. Dawson has it, elevates, jump hook, good.
And we have a tie game.
Been able to hold Dawson in check the two games that the Cards has played him, but, I mean, it's a matter of time. This guy's top 15 player in the state. Morrison has it. Goes now to Rayshon Hampton. Hampton, ball fake, Richardson on him. Rayshon, a lot of dribbling, lost it. Goes over to Maddox Campbell, thought about a three. Marino shut that down. Goes out on top to Ashford. Malachi driving. Reach around. Not there. His floater. Missed. Burrell got the rebound. Three on two. They want to run. Bounce pass to Marino. At the rim. Put it in.
Yeah, just ran the floor. We're rewarded. First lead for the home team.
And it comes at the three-minute mark here in the first quarter. They run and jump. Rayshon Hampton needs help. Breland Morrison bails him out and then throws it away. With numbers. Great crossing. Missed a dunk. Gottfried went for the left-hand slam, which would have given a four-point lead. Coach Page irritated with that, but a timeout called with 2:45 to play in the first quarter. We've got Grace Crossing with her first lead at 7-5. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Thank you, sir. 7-5, great crossing with the lead. After that 30-second timeout called by Coach Cook, it'll be GRC with the ball in the backcourt. No personnel changes since Montez Gay went out. We'll set the lineup. It's Campbell, Morrison, Hampton, Gaines, and with the ball, Ashford. Malachi dribbling, man-to-man by Great Crossing. Five counts on Ashford. He got rid of it. Rayshon Hampton has it. Rubs off the screen. Can't shake Richardson. Maddox Campbell shoots a three. Missed that one short, going out of bounds, but keeping it in play is Great Crossing. Cards 1-4, shooting a three. They double-team down in the post, and they throw the lob into Marino. And Cardinals trying to counter that with a pair of 6'2 players. And I think J.P. Gaines picked up his second. No, they're going to say Campbell, his first, team fifth. So Marino will shoot free throws, as will the whole Warhawk team, the remaining 2:18 of this first quarter. Marino 1 of 2 at the line. This free throw is missed. He has another one coming.
Great Crossing has yet to commit a foul. Cards with 5 early.
Team is a 65% free throw shooting team. Marino goes 1 of 2 at the line here. He's got 4 in the game. Cards down 3 with the ball. Ashford gets into the front court, runs into a double team. Eludes that off the dribble, crossover, and we're going to have hand checking. And Coach Page and the Warhawk fans disagreeing, but the Cardinal fans applauding the foul called on Burrell. Bobby, they must have heard you that the fouls were 5-0.
Well, it took six.
Took six to get it.
It took 6 minutes to get it.
Here they floated into Morrison, wanted to go on the baseline. He feeds J.P. Gaines. Gaines, ball fake, kick it out. Rayshon Hampton, three-point shot, missed it. Long kicker comes out. Maddox Campbell wades in there deep and got the rebound. Kicks it off to Gaines. Moving in the post, shut off. Rayshon, three ball, good. I like that second chance scoring. All made possible by Maddox Campbell.
Well, he got the rebound, and Rayshon was quick to pull the trigger a second time.
Drained that three. Cardinals now 2 of 5, shooting the three. They tie it at 8 with 1.5 minutes to play in the first. Dawson off the handoff, kicks it over to Godfrey. Godfrey leaves it to Richardson. Switch off. Gaines takes him. Give and go, and Godfrey got a step and put it in. Oldest play in basketball. Give and go. It still works.
Well, it works, and especially if you've got a quick start.
Malachi Ashford, a busy man in this game. He's had pressure by Burrell, and he blows by him, got to the rim. Left-hand layup. He used the rim and scored over Marino.
It's the only way to get it around him.
Tied at 10, inside a minute, clock rolling here in the first. Perimeter passing, three-point shot by Dawson, tried to sell a fake on a three, but he nails the three.
Now from the right wing, giving them a three-point lead, 13-10.
Ashford walking it up, Burrell hawking him with a slide step, straight away to Maddox Campbell, handed off to Morrison. Breland brings Vince Dawson the third out with him. Rayshon Hampton overplayed. They try to screen to get him free. Morrison says, I'll take it to the rim. Marino just pinned it on the backboard. Triggers a break. Burrell, lob pass. Godfrey can't duck it. Marino got it, and he traveled. Yes, he did. So the Cardinal fans roaring as they just saw and avoided fast break two.
Maddox Campbell intimidated him on the low block.
Going out of the ball game. Breland Morrison checking in. Eli Craig with 17.5 seconds. Cards down 3. We'll bring it the length of the floor. As Jalen Warren checks in, gives Julius Burrell a break. Also coming in, L.J. Holman. Holman, a 6'1 freshman. I mean, they just keep coming. The official now going over to the scorer's table, and I don't know if they're issuing a warning or what, but they are talking to Coach Cook. They're now going to the scorer's table. And there's 5 fouls called against GRC. That's not in question. There's only one against Greg Crossing. Coach Cook with his hands and his palms upward. I don't know, Bobby, what they're talking about. It all came after the turnover, unless one official called jump ball.
Yeah, it could be. We are about as far away as you can get, up in the rafters, so to speak. So it's very difficult for us to know exactly what's going on. We are better off just waiting, posturing to see what evolves.
Well, the interesting thing is they're down there talking to Matt Cizek and the Cardinals' bookkeeper. Is that Stakelin there beside him? And and that's unusual that they would not go to the official scorer. They were looking at the Cardinals' records. But anyway, we're back to play after the turnover. Hampton, double team, finds Gaines. JP with 12 on the clock, dribbling. Got away from Godfrey, feeds Campbell. Over to Eli Craig, fresh off the bench. His three-point shot is missed. With the rebound, it's Marino. And unless he can do something heroic, he launched it at the backboard, and it's missed. First quarter comes to an end. Cardinals holding their own, but they trail by three. It's 13-10 in favor of Great Crossing. 1 minute break, Bobby, and I'll return. Second quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get ready for second quarter play. Cards only had four rebounds in that first quarter, but Great Crossing shot 2 of 6 at the foul line. GRC in a little bit of foul trouble as they start off here in the second quarter. Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, J.P. Gaines, Malachi Ashford, and Rashawn Hampton. Great Crossing with the ball and a three-point lead. Marino turned around. He put it right there in the face of Maddox Campbell. Boy, and the GRC crowd, they appreciate toughness, Bobby. He just tied him up for a jump ball and give it to the Cards.
He stuck his nose in there and was rewarded.
GRC with the ball, down three here in the second quarter. Ashford races into front court, bringing with him all the way L.J. Holman. Trying to get around the 6-1 Holman. Got some breathing room, shoots a floater, and he short-armed it. Straight away in the paint, Marino lurking on that back line. Here's Holman, left wing, drop it to Marino. Tried to put his move. As he just lowered his head and his shoulder, he was going straight to the goal, and Maddox Campbell will draw that foul. That's his second, team first of this quarter. Warhawks ball underneath their goal. Watch the lob. Coach Cook standing, telling his guys, watch the screen. They throw it in. Gottfried hands it off. Holman yet to shoot. Making the handoff, and a shot from 15 put up and in right inside the foul line. It's Jalen Warren.
He reversed, got it in. Up 5 here early in the second.
Ashford in the front court for GRC. They screen down. Craig didn't get it. They go to Rashawn Hampton. His three-point shot's missed. Rebound taken by J.P. Gaines off the offensive glass. He was embattled with Eli Craig. Craig got it. Over to Campbell. Maddox three ball. Rimmed out. And we've got Rashawn Hampton with the offensive rebound. And they're going to call the foul on number three. But that's going to be Warren. First on Warren. Team first. So Maddox Campbell goes out. Gave him some good minutes.
Sure did.
Picked up a couple of fouls, got a couple of rebounds, missed some threes. J.P. Gaines wanted to take the baseline. Underhand to Hamp Taylor, who tried to make a move, and it's taken away. Lead pass to Dawson. In transition, float it, put it in.
Too easy there in transition.
Cards now down seven, needing a basket badly. Double stack at the high post. Ashford trying to get rid of Holman. Can't do it. Holman all over him at 6-1. Malachi still dribbling. Morrison calling for it. Ashford to five counts on him. Needs help. Breland Morrison makes himself available. He goes one-on-one against Vince Dawson the third. Dribbles and angles over to the left. Card's not even attacking. They're beyond the arc. Here's Gaines. He slipped the defense. Shoots a fadeaway on Marino. Missed it. Baseline from 10. Triggering a break is great crossing. Godfrey hands it off. Dawson, pull-up shot, 15, yeah. Baseline, good.
They are really on fire now.
They have opened up and extended now a 9-point lead. 30-second timeout called by GRC as we've got 2 minutes deep here in the second quarter. Cards down 9, back after this brief message.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Well, it's been a great crossing run, Bobby. They've outscored GRC 6-0 here in the second quarter.
6-0, and actually they have scored 10 straight since the one-minute mark of the first quarter. So they've taken control of this thing here early in the second quarter.
9-point lead for the Warhawks. Montez Gay back in the game. He throws a pass right at the feet of Rayshon Hampton. Turnover. Here comes great crossing. They lose it. J.P. Gaines with a steal. Off to Breland Morrison. He drives, two-hand dunk in transition.
Sorely needed bucket there, but good defense on the other end.
Kick it out. Here's a three-point shot by Holman. He hit it. So right now, the great crossing getting 7 points off their bench, and they lead by 10. Malachi Ashford trying to get by Holman. Takes him to the left elbow. Finds Gaines deep in the baseline. J.P. picked up his dribble. Breland Morrison has it. Rayshon Hampton now calling for the ball. His touches have been at a premium. He hasn't seen many looks, Bob.
Well, and they're trying to snuff him out as best as possible because, let's face it,
he lit him up for 26 in one game. 7 of 12 shooting the three, so they know what he can do.
Oh, that's it. And, shoot, if I were Coach Page, I'd be trying to do the same thing. But he's having to battle for everything he gets so far.
Well, the player guarding picked up his second foul, Warren. They try to get Rayshon free on the screen. They float it out to Gaines. J.P. underhands it to Rayshon Hampton. 3 minutes gone, the second quarter. Cards down 10. Hampton driving, shooting. Scoop shot at the rim. Missed. Out of bounds. Fighting for it. It's going to be possession two. Great crossing. Well, that mid-range jump shot just almost non-existent, ain't it, Bob?
Well, that's exactly right, and they're going to have to go with it.
Here's a lob pass and a dunk. Marino makes the lob, and slamming it home is Godfrey.
Yeah, just chewing the cards up.
Doubled up right now, 24-12. Ashford, right elbow, got inside. Left-hand layup, good. He did that same move and scored with Marino at the paint as well. Here's a three-point shot by Holman. He's hit his second three off the bench for great crossing.
Averaging 4 points a game, and he's already beyond that here early in the second.
He's hit two of the four three-point attempts by the Warhawks. Rayshon Hampton trying to get rid. He's pushing off. No call there. Warren all over him. Rayshon getting frustrated. Can't get it. Morrison stop-and-go move. Pull-up 15-footer. Rimmed off. There's Malachi Marino with a rebound, throws the outlet to Burrell. Burrell, right side, pull-up shot, Warren in transition. He missed it. Gay with a rebound, lead pass to Rayshon Hampton. Ran away, forgot the ball. Hit the floor, and he slipped and went down, and pretty much a phantom call right there, but it'll go against great crossing, and the Cards will welcome it. They're going to put that on Godfrey, his first, team third. And returning for the Warhawks, Gage Richardson will come in. And Warren will get a break, man. He has been all over. He has been face guarding Rayshon Hampton. Cards with a ball on their end of the floor. 3:40 to go here in the first half. GRC needing a basket badly. Ashford over to Gaines. JP, three-point shot. It's off the mark. He kept it alive. Rayshon Hampton got it. He dribbles through traffic, takes it from the left of the lane to the right. Morrison, his three ball. Miss badly. Ooh. Coming away with the rebounded miss. It's Marino. Cards now 2 of 9, shooting at 3. Stop and go move by Holman. Right wing to Richardson. Morrison steps out on him. They spread the floor. Marino not on the blocks. Instead, it's a 6'7 Godfrey. He's working against Montez Gay. Kick it back out. Three-point shot. Rattled in. Came out. Marino over the back of Gaines. Pried it away from JP's hands. Cards fans want a foul, but no call. It'll be possession two, GRC. Happened right in front of the GRC fans in the bench.
Having trouble with this height, but it's a good test for him here to see what it's like.
Got to make some of those shots and have the defense come out on you. Hand it off to JP. He missed at the rim. And again, the size altered the shot. On the run out, got it. That is 8 points in transition buckets for Great Crossing.
29-14, 2:36 left. Great Crossing on a roll.
Rayshon Hampton walks it up. He's double-teamed as he crosses midcourt. Bounce pass to Breland Morrison. Ball fake. He had a three, and he had Holman airborne. Didn't shoot it into him. And they kick it out to Hampton. Clock rolling. Richardson at 6'4 on Rayshon. He drives in, throws a pass to Gaines. JP lost it. Back to Rayshon. Spot up three. Missed it. Got his own board. Takes it in the paint and then kicks it out, and the cards reset. GRC 2 of 10 shooting the three. Double team on Ashford, circles around, right of the circle, pass to Gay, his three, good. Montez hits a three, sorely needed.
In rhythm.
His second three.
One cuts a lead to 12.
Great Crossing with the ball in the front court. Marino skips it left side. Holman, he'll shoot a three and hit it. Well, this guy's having a career game as he has 11 points in the second quarter. Came in averaging 4.5.
Having a good quarter, to say the least.
Cards walk it up. Inside a minute and a half to go here in the first half. Ashford attacks. Step back. 15-footer. Good. Nice step back move by Ashford. He's got 6.
Got to do that.
In the front court. Great Crossing keeps the dribble alive. They look high post. They lob it to Marino. Jump hook in the lane. That's good. Showed some nice skills there. Kept it high. Nobody can bat it away from him up there.
That's exactly right. It's just too easy for them here.
7-1 post player showing some interior moves there. Ashford driving left side, runs it all the way to the baseline. Tried to hook a pass. It's deflected. Montez Gay goes for the dunk at the rim. It's blocked by Marino. Credit Tez. He tried to challenge him. Yeah. Came up dry. Long three on the way. Burrell hit it. What a quarter. Great Crossing is rolling up against GRC. Hampton out near midcourt. 28 seconds. Clock rolling here in the first half. Cardinals with 4 buckets in this second quarter. Breland Morrison, he banks in a 3-point shot.
Yeah, he called that one.
He's got 5 in the game. And Great Crossing will hold for the last shot with a 15-point lead. Clock is at 13. Burrell crosses midcourt. Skip it right side over to Richardson. Looks over his shoulder. Coach Page saying spread the floor. 4 seconds. Burrell coming around. Bounce pass. Godfrey, 3 at the horn. Missed it. But Great Crossing really rolling up. A 25-point second quarter. That vaults them into a lead. At halftime, it's 37-22 in favor of the Warhawks. 37-22 to halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout when we return. We'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community with diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care. With their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Halftime here in Georgetown, Kentucky, on this beautiful campus of Great Crossing High School. It's George Rogers Clark trailing the Warhawks of Great Crossing in boys action here at halftime by a score of 37-22. And Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. The Cardinals, as a team in the history, own a 3-1 edge, and Great Crossing looks like maybe that was some of the bulletin board fodder because they came out here ready to play. It was the Warhawks with a slim 13-10 lead at the end of the first quarter, but my oh my, what a difference 8 minutes makes. They rolled up a big second quarter and lead here 37-22 at halftime. Bobby, I don't think GRC, they shot poorly. We were out-rebounded almost 2-1, but, you know, they... GRC did score the last bucket before the break. Maybe they get some momentum and work something out. We're not in bad foul trouble. That's a good thing.
Well, no, because he had to protect his players, having two of them get two front liners get two fouls each in the first three and a half, four minutes of the game. And what that did was that just sort of relaxed the home team. And when you come out and make four threes in one quarter, and then you've got that rim intimidator keeping you from taking your normal shots near the goal, then you can get on a roll in a heartbeat. And Great Crossing, to its credit, really, really had a good 24-12 quarter offensively and have taken control of this thing here, at least for the first half of this game.
Yeah, size matters. We saw a similar type game last night. Our girls put up a wonderful battle up there.
Absolutely.
Against a very much a bigger team. But I guess where I'm drawing comparison, that mid-range jump shot hadn't been there. And until you can kind of hit some of those shots and pull that defense out, they're going to keep that big 7-1 guy on the back line. He's going to be in the paint. And they've got two other players that are 6-7. They're just going to protect the rim until you hit some shots and pull them out.
And they are guarding Rayshon Hampton like their life depended on it. He's not able to get free for hardly any looks at all. And, again, very, very good strategy by the home team. And bottom line is GRC sort of between a rock and a hard spot here at intermission, because any and everything it has tried has really, really been arduous and tough to try to accomplish.
Rayshon, just to underscore what Bobby said, he's only had four shots in the first half, and they've all been contested threes. He's hit one of them. Looking at some of the team numbers in this game at halftime, with the Warhawks of Great Crossing leading 37-22. GRC shoots 4 of 12 from three-point shooting. Great Crossing, they are 5 of 9. It's been a pretty cleanly played game. 4 turnovers by GRC, only 2 turnovers by Great Crossing. Second chance scoring, excuse me, Cardinals on a 3-2 edge there. A Montez Gay 3. And fast break scoring, it's an 8-2 edge for Great Crossing in the runouts. GRC has not taken a free throw, while Great Crossing, they shot 2 for 6, all of those in the first quarter. Looking at the individual scoring, Great Crossing, they are led with 11 points from L.J. Holman. He came off the bench in the second quarter, hit 3 threes, got all 11 in that second quarter, almost tripling his season average. 9 points from Vince Dawson, that first half scoring totals the last two times that he's played the Cardinals. So he's due a breakout game. Other scoring, you had 6 for Malachi Moreno, 4 points Jeremiah Godfrey, 3 points for Junius Burrell, 2 points each for Jalen Warren and Gage Richardson. For the Cardinals of GRC, 6 points in the game for Malachi Ashford, 6 points for Montez Gay. Montez hit a pair of threes. Other scoring, 5 points for Breland Morrison, 3 points scored for Rayshawn Hampton, 2 points J.P. Gaines. You had Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, and Hampton Taylor all that played, but yet to score. Great Crossing back out of the locker room. They're going through a shoot-around. GRC now emerging as we will take another 2-minute timeout. When we come back, the halftime show continues. Hear from Great Crossing back after this.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
.37-22 here at halftime. The Cardinals trailing Great Crossing, and Bobby, we were talking off mic, Great Crossing, they've probably been looking forward to this game, and GRC needs a really competitive game.
You're exactly spot on there. GRC has kind of, you wouldn't say coasted, but they really haven't had tough games to try to play until we really got to this week. And as a result, this encounter has probably more than met their match. And shoot, let's face it, you're playing the best you can play.
We'll be back after this brief final 30-second timeout.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Here we go with the second half getting underway. Great crossing with the ball. The Cardinals coming out with a run and jump in the half court. But that opens up Gage Richardson for a three-point shot. He missed it. Came off of Rayshon Hampton. And J.P. Gaines comes away with the rebounded miss. Dribbles through traffic. Gets it in the front court. Trailing is Rayshon Hampton. Steps into a three. Did not get the roll. Went all around and came off. Dawson in a hurry, pull up three of his own, top of the key, and he hit it.
One way it goes, on the other end it doesn't.
Malachi Ashford will walk it up after Greg Crossing hits that three in transition. Ashford, stop and go move, can't shake Burrell, wrap around pass, straight away between the circle. Gay with a ball fake, goes to J.P. Gaines. All this is going taking place around the perimeter. Ashford still out at the perimeter between the circles. J.P. Gaines 0 for 3 and threes, and he hit one there.
Well, that gets it back to a 15-point deficit.
Richardson double team, skip pass over to Dawson. Drop it down on the baseline, broken up. Godfrey got a hand on it, and they're going to say Breland Morrison touched it last as the Cards were holding their breath, hoping it would say red ball. Didn't happen. It'll be Warhawks with it underneath their goal. Inbound pass goes to Dawson. He throws a bullet pass that Godfrey has chased down deep in the left corner, and Coach Page didn't like the chaos, and he calls his first time out of the game. It's a 30-second one. Bobby's got a message. He'll share with you.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
It'll be possession two, Great Crossing right in front of their bench as the Warhawks own a 40-25 lead. Cardinals, no personnel changes. Morrison, Gay, Hampton, Ashford, and Gaines. Three-point shot by Dawson is good. He's hit back-to-back threes. He was due a game. The Cardinals had held him in check the last two. Right now in this one, he's got 15. Hit his average right there. Malachi Ashford, a lot of dribbling. Can't get rid of Burrell. Got into the lane. Right blocks. Picked up. Rayshon Hampton, 12-footer. Baseline. Hit the side of the board. Marino with a rebound. His sixth. Throws it over to Dawson. In transition. Burrell, pull up three. Missed that one. Crashing the boards. Marino's got it. He's on the end line. I saw it. And the official finally looked down. He saw it as well. It'll be possession two. GRC. Eli Craig comes in. Breland Morrison out for GRC. Full court pressure by the Warhawks. We played a couple of minutes here in the third. Cardinals have hit one three-point shot. Problem is, Craig Crossing has hit a pair. Ashford rubs off a screen. Throw it out to Montez Gay. Bounce past Eli Craig. Split the defense. Sets Gay for the three ball. That rolled off the rim. Marino with another rebound. Cards now 5 of 15 behind the arc. Throw it down on the blocks to Godfrey, working on Montez Gay. Got too deep, shot, hit the bottom of the board. Rayshon Hampton, 3-on-3. Kick it out. Ashford, 3-ball, not there. Again, another rebound, 1-and-done for the Cards. Marino cradles that one. Coming up in transition, Burrell angles off to the right, gives it to the 7-1 Marino, who hands to Richardson. Screen down, pop it out. Good ball movement by the Warhawks. Dawson, pull up 15-footer. Well, baseline good. He has taken four shots in this third quarter and hit three of them.
Well, very, very efficient on the offensive end and have bolted out to a 20-point lead.
Angling off is Ashford. He hands it off. Rayshon Hampton goes to Gaines. Left of the circle, Craig tried to throw a bullet pass to a backdoor cutting Rayshon Hampton. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Marino. Cardinals will have it underneath their goal. Down 20, 45-25. Ashford will throw the ball inbounds. Coming off the curl, Rayshon Hampton, 12-footer, too strong. Gaines got a rebound. trying to post up. Can't do it. Kick it out to Craig. His three-point shot is missed. Cardinals just cold. Can't hit that three and pull out the defense. Dawson feels the hot hand. He launched a three there. It comes off. Gaines with another rebound. Ashford in a hurry. Finds Craig on the baseline. Got a step on Marino. Reverse layup. Good at the rim by Eli Craig.
The only way you get it over Marino is to use that goal to protect.
They go into Marino. Big 7-1 guy missed it. Tipped his own shot up and in. Surprisingly, that's only the second rebound putback for the Warhawks, but they hold a 20-point lead midway through the third. Driving in, Ashford got into the paint, stepped back, 15-footer, woefully short. And coming away with it, Marino with another rebound. He's working on 10 rebounds. He's got 8 points in the game. Two blocks make that. Perimeter passing by the Warhawks. They go right of the lane with Dawson. Dawson trying to work on Craig. Kick it out. Gage Richardson. Three ball good with Hampton closing on him.
Richardson leading
this team in three-point shooting. He nails one there.
Jerry Reed coined it. When you're hot, you're hot.
That's true. Cardinals looking to try to quell some of that hot shooting. They can't do it. And Hampton turned it over right in front of the Cardinal bench. Only 5 turnovers by GRC. That hasn't been a problem. It's been tough shooting. And Great Crossing having a lot to do with that. They score a lot of points, too. Here come the Cards with a run and jump. Richardson has it. Throw it to Dawson. To Marino. He wanted to elevate for a dunk. Card says not on our watch. And a foul called at the rim. That'll be the second on J.P. Gaines. The first on GRC in the third. And Marino will go to the free throw line. He's two for four. At the stripe, 7-1 junior. Jim goes quiet as he puts this one up and he hits it. 9 in the game for Malachi Marino. Had a career 500 rebounds coming into this season. He's averaged 13 boards a game. He misses the free throw, the second one. GRC with the ball in the front court. Malachi Ashford just dribbling near midcourt. Now he angles off to the right. Tried to make his move, and we've got a hand check and a foul. That's going to be on Junius Burrell, his second. Team first of this quarter.
Cards looking for any type of offense at all, down 51-27.
Throw it in the backcourt. Ashford chases it down, and the clock's inside of 3 minutes in the third. Ashford, stop and go move, tried to find another gear, got by the defense, and Gaines missed, but he got his own rebound. Ball fake, up and under. Marino had him change the trajectory and an outlet to Richardson. He scores at the rim. 13 points in fast break scoring for Great Crossing, the Cardinals. Have but two. We've got time called. 2.5 to play here in the third. Cards trailing. We'll be back after this brief message.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
GRC has its work cut out for them as the Cardinals trail Great Crossing Warhawks 53-27. There's a little over 2.5 minutes to play here in the third, and it's been tough shooting here, Bobby, and Great Crossing has a lot to do with it. Their guards can guard on the ball and around the perimeter, and, of course, they've got a front line of 6-7, 6-6, and 7-1.
After the first minute, the Cards were a little tepid in trying to take that ball to the basket, and it has really affected them mentally, and they are not really on their game at all. But credit the home team. Great Crossing has really, really got the Cards rocked back on their heels, and they've got 10 minutes, 33 seconds here to see what they can salvage out of this.
J.P. Gaines, Rashawn Hampton, Breland Morrison, Eli Craig, and with the ball, Malachi Ashford for the Cardinals. Ashford angles off to the right, keeps a dribble, pass to Gaines, ball fake, brings Marino out with him, driving right of the lane, picked up his dribble, underhand pass, Breland Morrison ran out of room and found Gaines. J.P. driving, double pump, put it up and in.
He got the ball fake to create the seam and was able to score.
Walking the ball up, Junius Burrell. His team with a big lead. 2 minutes to play in the third. Burrell hands it off to Dawson. They run the weave. Gage Richardson looks for a lob pass to Marino. Instead, he goes high post to Dawson, who flashed across the lane. Drop it on the blocks, and we've got a double dribble, they say. Godfrey double dribbled, caught it on the right blocks. Again, Godfrey's a guy, he can be forgotten in this bunch. He's a senior player, man, and anybody would love to have him.
Well, that's right. They've blessed with plenty of talent.
And size. Craig shoots a three over Dawson, and Eli hit it deep on the left baseline.
Now, he's been due. He's been due to make a few shots.
5 points in the game for Eli Craig. Those scoring points coming in the third quarter. 53-32. Great Crossing with the ball and that big lead. They run their offense. They go to Marino. He's triple-teamed in the post. And a foul coming. They had Hampton closing on the baseline. Gaines playing behind him and Morrison with weak side help. And they're going to call the foul on Morrison, his first, team second. Marino, who's been 50% at the free throw this evening, 3 of 6, strolls there. 10 rebounds in the game. He can hit double-double if he scores a free throw here. And he does.
You know, it's tremendous when you've got an offensive weapon like Malachi Marino, and he's almost an afterthought out there offensively for his team on many of their sets because he draws so much attention that he creates openings for all the other players on the team.
And one of those players, Vince Dawson, the third, he goes out of the ball game as Marino makes both free throws. Pushes it back up to a 55-32 lead, and Ashford in a hurry. Tries to get by Holman, stop-and-go move as Malachi trying to shift gears, and Holman fouled him. That'll be Holman's first, team second here in the third.
You got to hand it to Malachi, Joel. He has really, really played a good, heady, intelligent, efficient game.
Yeah, I agree totally.
He really has.
There's been pressure on him the entire time. Montez Gay, ball fake, up and under, move, he missed at the rim. Made a nice ball fake, and an up and under didn't go down. And the guy responsible for altering the shot walks it up. That's Marino. 7-1 junior, hands it off, and Holman, who had a big second quarter, trying to get rid of Malachi Ashford, and Ashford picks up his second foul. Team third.
Couple of quick guards out front, and going after each other.
Not a lot of assists in this ball game for the Cardinals because they're having to create their shots because not that the offense is broken down, it's just the defense is that good
by
Great Crossing that you're not getting a catch and shoot. So Ashford, you know, he's a guy that likes to play, make, and create, but he hasn't turned it over with any regularity in this game, and he's a lion's share of the ball handling. Dawson, who checked back into the game, attacks the rim and puts it up and in.
Just got it to about 4 feet out and threw it up over the front of the rim.
19 points in the game for that 6'6 player. Between the leg dribble, driving in, Ashford pulls it out. 25 seconds to go in the third. J.P. Gaines, Stephon Richardson, cut off on the right blocks, hands it off. Rashawn Hampton draws a double team. Warren all over him. Rashawn's only had 5 shots and 3 points. Ashford dribbling out near midcourt with 10 on the clock. Crosses over, wants a step back move, didn't get it, got an up and under, and he banked it in. He worked for it.
He sure did. Beautiful play.
And Richardson tries to get a three off at the horn. He does, but it comes up way short. 57-34 is the score. 20 points scored in that third quarter by Great Crossing as they lead 57-34. Bobby and I will take a 1-minute break. We'll be back after these messages.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
One quarter to play, and the Cardinals trailing big here at Great Crossing High School. It's the Warhawks leading the Cardinals 57-34. GRC with the basketball. Gay, Ashford, Hampton, Morrison, and Gaines on the floor. Perimeter passing by GRC. They go down on the blocks, left of the lane. Rashawn Hampton, turnaround fadeaway, went down and came out.
Yes.
Another rebound by Marino. Throw it in the front court. Dawson, who scored 19 in this game, has it knocked away, but Marino picks it up. He just put it in. Trailed the play, and he got a gift. Look what I found.
Yeah, right place, right time for an easy deuce, 59-34.
Look what I found as Malachi Ashford drives into the paint with a left-hand dribble. He is tripped and held up. Burrell with his third foul. First on Great Crossing as a team here in the fourth quarter. Coach Cook walking the sideline, hands on hips. He'll see his team inbound the ball underneath their goal. Coach Steve Page with his arms crossed. Both these coaches coaching one-loss teams. One team has won 25, the other 24. GRC has won 14 in a row. That streak is in danger here as they trail 59-34. Jump stop move in the paint. Malachi Ashford missed it from 10. Freed himself with a one-on-one move and just couldn't get it to go. Dawson trails the play, caught it, scored it from 12 feet right of the lane.
Nice pass from the wing to the cutter for the easy do, 61-34.
Ashford dribbling between the circle, tries to rub off a screen. Rashawn Hampton has it spinning, got in the paint, and he just threw up. He had the ball knocked away from him, and he just volleyball tapped one at the rim, and that extra effort will let him shoot two free throws.
Yeah, he heard that whistle, and he was going to get it off.
So you got each team with a guy wearing number three guarding each other, and you got a guy with number five guarding each other. As Rashawn, the GRC number three player, goes to the line, he knocks down a free throw. 4 points in the game for Rashawn Hampton, came in averaging 19. Like I said, he hung 26 on this team. Up in the King of the Bluegrass last year, 7 of 12 from behind the arc. They know what he can do. And they have face guarded him and covered him like a blanket. Rashawn makes both free throws. Driving in, shot put up at the rim. And his counterpart, Jalen Warren, drives the basket. He's going to go to the foul line. First foul on Rashawn Hampton. Actually, it'll be Burrell going to the free throw line. He's 0 for 2 at the stripe, but he makes the free throw here. He's the point guard for Great Crossing, this 25-win team. He's a 5'9 junior. Solid player. He makes both free throws here.
You can see why this team almost won the Beach Ball Classic. They are flat loaded.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need him to score, but he can get you 12 if you need it. But, you know, they really don't need him to do all that. Just run the offense. J.P. Gaines cut off by Marino. Backdoor cut by Rashawn Hampton. Ball's loose. Malachi Ashford got it. Shot a three and put it in.
Played a very, very good game.
Malachi with 11 points in this game. Ball fake on the baseline. Kick it out. Gaines got a deflection. It goes to Dawson. behind the back pass, and a three knocked in by Warren.
Beautiful ball movement that time for the wing three and the 66-39 lead.
6 minutes to play in this game. Ashford trying to get rid of his player, but shaking Burrell's a tough thing. J.P. Gaines offers a screen. Burrell fights over. Malachi with a short arm floater from 10. They release two players, they being Great Crossing, and one of them Burrell, and he scored at the rim. Not used to seeing this kind of transition game either. As
not at all.
15 of the 68 points in transition compared to only two for GRC. Hampton, a lot of dribbling. And we've got timeout called by Coach Cook. He's down to full timeout, so we'll have to take a one-minute break here. 5:34 to go in the game. It's a 68-39 lead for Great Crossing. Back in 1 minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
One quarter left to play, and GRC trailing big here. The Cardinals' 14-game winning streak on the line, and it's Great Crossing leading 68-39 as the Cardinals will have the basketball to begin this fourth quarter. Lob pass in the backcourt. Malachi Asher, who's been on the floor every minute of this game, handled the ball 70% of the time as well. Hands it off to Rayshon Hampton, who hooks a pass back to Montez Gay. Turned it over. Dribbled it off his foot. Lead pass to Dawson. Great Crossing nearly turns it over. They missed the jump shot in transition. Morrison with a rebound. Two on two. Finds Ashford. Be there, big guy. In and out. Gaines comes flying in and tried to tip it back up, but it goes out of bounds. Cards now 7 of 20 shooting the three.
Yeah, Malachi earned that tray, and it just rimmed out.
He's hit one in the game. He leads the team in scoring in this game with 11. As Great Crossing runs through their offense, they pass it on the wing. You screen away, and two guys roll. Here's Dawson. Hit a three. Somebody's going to get him a good player next year. He's whenever he goes to college, somebody's going to get a really nice player. He's big, but he can play guard.
Certainly, based on what we've seen today, this whole team's pretty good.
Malachi Ashford off the screen, puts up the floater, and they're going to wave off the score as J.P. Gaines set him a solid screen. Coming in with the foul is Vince Dawson. He'll pick up his first. Team third, rather, they say here in the third quarter, or fourth quarter. Inbound pass, Gay has it, left wing, ball fake, pulls it out on the dribble. Godfrey at 6'7", comes out on him. Montez picked it up, top of the key, back to Rayshon Hampton, trying to work. He puts up a shot. It was challenged by Holman. He missed it from 12. Marino, bullet pass in the front court. Godfrey wants to go baseline.
Oh, give him a hook.
We're going to call an offensive foul, as he did. He kind of wrapped that left arm around J.P. Gaines when he rolled to the baseline.
Referee Don Werner on the baseline making the call.
Pretty cleanly played game. Yeah. Only four turnovers by Great Crossing in the ballgame, and the Cards have only turned it over six times. 4 minutes to play. Great Crossing with a commanding 71-39 lead. Cardinals have Ashford, right wing. Dribbling. Morrison takes it between the circles. Goes now to Rayshon Hampton. He'll shoot a three. It looks short, and it is. Rayshon got the rebound. Kick it out to Gaines. Gay sets up for the three. That won't go. Tipped and tried to keep it alive. It will go possession two. Great crossing. War Hawks bring it up right now. Coach Cook getting ready to make some substitutions at the next bit dead ball at the 3.5 minute mark here to play in the game. And Dawson has it right wing. Marino posting. He's calling for it. They throw it to him on the blocks. He's triple teamed and he turned it over with a steal. Ashford 2-on-2 to Morrison at the rim. Put it in. Only the second fast break bucket in the game for GRC.
Rare indeed.
Dawson with a three. It rimmed off. Battling. Marino got it, and then he just dunked it back in. Marino, he has 15 in the game as J.P. Gaines hits his second three.
Needed some of those a little quicker.
10 points in the game for J.P. Gaines. He had an 8-rebound effort against him as a junior. Pass on the high post. Gottfried hands it off. Richardson to Dawson. Marino backing down. He's calling for it. They throw the lob. Turnover. Gaines got the steal. And J.P. fouled as he got into the front court. And 2:27 to play in the game. Coach Cook is going to give some starters a rest, and he's going to take out a couple of seniors, Gaines and Hampton. Also, Montez Gay goes out. They send in Hampton Taylor, Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell. Cardinals have six. Now they're, I don't know. We've got so many players on the floor. The officials saying he's got to shoot a free throw before you can come in.
Makes sense.
They blew the horn for him, and eager Cardinal players sent back to the scorer's table as J.P. Gaines toes the line. He makes the free throw. 11 points in the game for J.P. Gaines. He and Malachi Ashford each with 11.
For Greg Carlson, number 13, Christian Martin.
Christian Martin goes into the game. Vince Dawson, the third, he leaves, having scored 21 in the ball game. Make that 24 in the game. J.P. Gaines makes both free throws. He'll go out. Maddox Campbell in. And right now, Coach Steve Page putting his JV players in. JV beat GRC, JV, 51-33. It was a one-point game at halftime.
And then
they got away from them.
Yeah, they ran away in that second half, played very efficiently, and just like in this game, the JV team got a little bit rattled.
And freshman of GRC did win a two-point game, 51-49. 2:20 to go here in the varsity game, and great crossing with the ball and the big lead. And traveling called out on top. So great crossing. They only had two turnovers at halftime. They've had three here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but
inconsequential when you're up here by 27 points. Ashford trying to drive it to the right side. Check there. Can't shake the defense of Warner, and he's a great on-ball guy. Warren with his fourth foul.
Ashford at the line, shooting two.
It'll be the team fourth, and Malachi Ashford will go to the free throw line. He has not shot a free throw. The Cardinals, as a team, 4-4 in the game. Malachi makes the free throw.
You know, you've got to hand it to Great Crossing. They had a game plan, and they have followed it to the hilt, and sort of disrupted any and everything GRC wanted to do since the end of the first quarter.
Coming in, the senior for GRC, Jacob Smith, checks in. Malachi Ashford at the foul line. Try to make this second free throw for his 13th point, and he does. He will go out with a well-deserved break. Haddon Cecil checks in. So the Cardinals have Haddon Cecil, Eli Craig, Hampton Taylor, Jacob Smith, and Maddox Campbell on the floor for this final 2 minutes. 73-48. Big Great Crossing lead in this one. Again, inside of 2 minutes. Orman caught it deep. He's 6'6". He missed a shot, got his own rebound, knocked away, and Smith comes away with a rebound. up to Maddox Campbell. He'll step into a three-point shot and hit it.
73-51. Cards got to 50.
Campbell hits that three as Warhawks work it into the front court. Cooper calling for it. He didn't get it. Instead, they go to Koontz. Koontz passes over on the right wing. Mason making a move. Now they find Cooper. His three-point shot was a knuckleball. It had no spin. It missed. And Jacob Smith has a rebound. He trails the play. Didn't get it. Haddon Cecil dribbling off to the right. Looks into the post. Bounce pass to Hamp Taylor. Taylor tries an up and under. Well, Bank didn't put it in. He scored over the 6'6 Orman.
Scooped under him.
Good piece of footwork there by Hamp Taylor with that up and under.
Nice move.
Payne in the game, and Koontz goes out for Great Crossing. 50 seconds in the clock rolling. 20-point Warhawk lead. Been commanding since halftime. The Warhawks, just a very deep and talented team. And tall. Man, I tell you, size is something that gets worn out. You can't teach size, and you can't. Jump shot missed, and Craig with a rebound for the Cardinals. Eli, step back three, shot put up, it rimmed off. GRC retreated, and that ball picked up by the Warhawks. 20 on the clock, and Coach Pate says, just dribble it out. We'll settle for a 20-point win. And the Great Crossing fans applauding. Why not? I mean, they have knocked off last year's state tournament runner-up and the year prior, the state tournament Sweet 16 champion. So Great Crossing, they've got knocked out of the region tournament the last 2 years. They're going to try to make a bid this year. They've got a club as they take care of the Cardinals here, 73-53 in a final. Strong team, Bobby. Big team.
Well, they sent a message
College size on the floor.
Sent a message, and when you follow the game plan and execute and make shots the way you did today, you are going to be one tough out and a half.
They shared the ball very well, and Coach Cook, congratulations. The double-double effort of Malachi Marino as the game is over. 73-53. Great Crossing wins. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have a post-game show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. We'll wrap it up here at Great Crossing back in 2 minutes.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
A game that was pretty well attended today. Actually, the attendance pretty good considering this was a Saturday tip-off in the early evening hours. And people wanted to see a couple of top team heavyweights battle it out, and it was Great Crossing picking up the win. The Cardinals' 14-game winning streak is snapped. GRC's record goes to 24-2, while Great Crossing, they go to 26-1 and have not lost to a team here within the state of Kentucky. In a final 73-53, it was only a three-point game at the end of the first quarter, but that second quarter really told the difference. They got bench scoring from L.J. Holman, who came in averaging 4.5 points. He hung 11 on the Cardinals himself in the second quarter, and that's when Great Crossing made their move, and after that, they were able to play add-on. They shared the ball real well, and quite frankly, it can get tired hearing it, but they have such size all across the front line and even in the back court. Their point guard's 5'9", but Bobby, their wing player's 6'4", Gage Richardson, and everything else is just a college-type level of play.
That's it, size, strength, and to their credit, an excellently executed game plan by their veteran players today that basically took GRC out of almost any and everything it wanted to do offensively. And then on the defensive end, just on the defensive end, they were just too big and strong for GRC.
Yeah, and Bobby mentioned in that game plan, and part of the program coming into this, the scouting report was do not let Rayshon Hampton get loose. He went 7 of 12 hitting threes against him in the King of the Bluegrass, and they said we need to squelch that, so they guarded him tightly. Looking at some of the unofficial team numbers in the game, Cardinals of GRC went 9 of 25 from behind the arc shooting the three, while Great Crossing, they go 10 of 20. Turnovers in the game, only 6 by GRC, only 2 in the second half, 8 turnovers by Great Crossing for the game. Second chance scoring, it was a 6-3 edge for the Warhawks. Fast break scoring, 16-4 in favor of the Great Crossing Warhawks. At the foul line, the Cardinals went 6 of 6. Great Crossing, they shot 7 of 12 in the free throws. Scoring game high in the team high and the game high leader in scoring, Vince Dawson. He puts up 24 points, 15-point performance in the second half. He hit 4 threes. Other scoring, 15 points and a double-double for Malachi Marino. 11 points scored by L.J. Holman off the bench, all those in the second quarter. You had 7 points for Junius Burrell, 7 points also by Gage Richardson, 5 scored by Jalen Warren off the bench, and 4 for Jeremiah Godfrey. For the Cardinals of GRC, 13 points in the game for Malachi Ashford. He played 30 of the 32 minutes. J.P. Gaines came away with 12 in the ball game. Breland Morrison, he scores 7 in this game. That breaks and snaps his double-figure scoring streak at 6. Other scoring, Rayshon Hampton, he was able to manage 5 points, hit 1-3 in the first quarter and 2 free throws in the fifth. In the fourth quarter for those 5 points. Eli Craig also had 5 points for GRC, all of his in the third quarter. 6 points scored by Montez Gay on a pair of threes in the first half, and you had 3 points scored by Maddox Campbell. Other scoring, 2 points for Hampton Taylor, Jacob Smith, and Haddon Cecil. They played but failed to score. Again, in a final, it's a Great Crossing with a 20-point win here in front of the home crowd, 73-53. Bobby, we'll take another 1-minute break. We'll see if Coach Cook comes up, but be interesting to see and learn what he picked up and gleaned from this game.
Well, I tell you what, trying to think back, this is as locked in a performance displayed or put on against GRC as we've had in many a moon, and they were just scintillating today. Did a great job. All the victory and all the spoil should go to Great Crossing today, and a good lesson for GRC just in time for this postseason run. So, as you say, we're going to learn something from him. Hopefully we can get him up here.
Well, and the thing about the Cardinals, I mean, it 2 years ago when we had a state championship team, and there were no seven, wasn't a 7-1 player on that team, but the Cardinals, they played a game much like this Great Crossing, shared the ball well, got out in transition, guarded the ball, on the ball. This Warhawk team, they look like they're built to last. But when you get to the state tournament, as we well know, you're rarely going to have these 70-point games and all. It's going to be a lot of it one on defense and low scoring as far as able to withstand the pressure by the defense. We will take another one-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here at Great Crossing High School, where the Warhawks win 73-53. Back in a minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here on a Saturday evening, the Cardinals have their 14-game winning streak snapped. The boys team of GRC, they fall to Great Crossing here in a final by 20 points, 73-53. And we played a very strong basketball team. And as Bobby and I guess, shared out enough compliments to do them and do the Cardinals for this weekend. So we're going to wrap it up here, Coach Cook. We are perched. I guess using the Warhawks, staying with that aviary species analogy, we are perched high up here in the nest, in the crow's nest, and I'm not sure Coach Cook knows where we're even located. So we're going to sign it off. We got basketball coming up next week. This told a lot about the team. As we said, February would reveal a lot about the team, and the schedule would get tougher. So we've got some basketball coming up, and we'll have girls on Tuesday. That will be our next game. It'll be Paul Lawrence Dunbar at home. So we'll be able, probably we'll have Coach Cook on Cardinal Connection on Wednesday, and we'll talk to him as he gets ready to come and play right back up here in Georgetown, as he'll be playing at Scott County the next time we carry a boys game, and that'll be on Thursday. So in all likelihood, we'll have him on Wednesday, and we'll pick it up from there. Bobby, I'm going to sign it off.
Well,
appreciate you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You bet. It was a quick game, hour and 15 minutes, very few fouls, and the winner definitely earned the victory, and congratulations to them, and GRC's going to learn from this.
Until next week, for our on-site engineer, Hayes McMakin, our producer back to station, Tim Smith, thank you so much. Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Hope you have a great Super Bowl Sunday and a wonderful rest of the weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Savings, Flavor Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.